Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
This is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, it's our Throwback Thursday today, 2002, the music of 2002. Today on this date, the Tuck Rule. We're heading into the playoffs this weekend with Buffalo hosting Cincinnati. One of the premier matchups, given the quarterbacks and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow. Chris Brown joins us on a progressive guest line. Bills Insider is co-host of One Bills Live to give us a state of Buffalo. It's on our progressive guest line, Progressive Insurance, for a job you'll love. Visit progressive.com/careers. How are you, Chris?
Doing okay. Good to be with you.
Thank you so much. Good to have you here. Let's get the state of the Bills. How do you see the way the Buffalo Bills are going into this game? Give us the state of the organization right now.
Well, I mean, I think they're relatively healthy. I think they know that to a certain extent they dodged a bullet last week. Always hard to play a divisional opponent three times and be at your best. I think Cincinnati kind of experienced that with Baltimore last week as well. But it's full speed ahead right now. And, you know, I think they were reminded this week by Von Miller, who's still around the team, even though he's out for the season, on just where they're at right now. He brought a replica Lombardi trophy into the locker room and said, "You said you'd do anything for it." And I think it just served as a very effective reminder that now is not the time to get complacent. Not that this is a team that does that. Sean McDermott really has them on the straight and narrow just about every single time they take the field. But I think it's almost a reminder to, hey, maybe let's step on the gas even a little bit more here.
And it was a 34-31 win, but there were a lot of things to be concerned about. What were a couple of the things that they need to clean up when they go against Cincinnati from that game against Miami?
Well, the obvious one's ball security. And Josh Allen addressed this. I got to say this. He's probably one of the most self-aware quarterbacks I've ever been around.
Yeah.
Just in terms of critiquing himself. And I think the most important thing that he said was, look, tip passes for interceptions are going to happen. And that did happen. Ball security in terms of fumbles has to be better. But don't think for a second this is going to make him gun shy at all. This is a Josh Allen throwing the football is a proven winning formula for this team. And when you throw it as much as he or Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes do, there are going to be interceptions. But, I mean, the Bills are 4-2 this year when they turn the ball over three times or more. I think they're 6-1 when they turn it over two times. So it's a winning formula. So I don't think it's going to make him gun-shy at all going forward. I think he's still going to try to give his guys chances to make plays.
Yeah, I was going to kind of get to that. Is there legitimate criticism of his over-aggressiveness at times to go downfield when that may not be there? I mean, I love it. I love that mentality. But in these situations where we're talking about very slim margin of error, is that a concern? Or is that the best way they win?
No, I don't think it's a concern. I think, as I said, Josh, just in his comments this week, it's pretty apparent that he realizes that he tried to bite off a little more than he can chew, and that's just his hyper-competitive nature sometimes that he has to reel back in. And I think what he took away from the film this past week is, all right, we're killing them when they come at us with zero blitz, which Miami was inexplicably doing time and time again through the first quarter and a half, and the Bills were up 17-0. Okay, now that you're up 17-0, rein it in a little bit, and kind of go into Tom Brady mode, death by a thousand cuts, 8 yards here, 6 yards there, stay on schedule in terms of down and distance, stay on the field, run some clock, and if you can finish those drives with points, all the better, and it's less opportunities for Miami to climb back into the game instead of trying to get it all in one big play. So I guess the lesson there is recognition of time and score. You're up 17-0. There's no need to go for the whole enchilada again and again and again. Just matriculate the ball down the field because they have proven they can be efficient enough to do that and play that way once you're comfortably in front.
From the standpoint of going into this game against Cincinnati, in terms of the defense, you mentioned Von Miller, who's out. How did that affect this defense? How is this defense playing right now?
I would say the defense is coming together. They've been without him since Thanksgiving. So it's basically almost half a season, you know, that that defensive front has played without him. Yes, you are counting on young guys more. It's unfortunate. I mean, the whole reason they signed Von Miller was for the postseason run, and now they don't have him for that. I think Greg Rousseau has come on in recent weeks. It was very encouraging to see an inspired performance by Boogie Basham last week. He had a sack and a couple of quarterback hits. So, they've got players, young players in the pipeline that just need to step forward. And I think the underrated part of Buffalo's defensive front is their defensive tackles that they rotate through there. Jordan Phillips is dealing with a shoulder injury, so he's not the same when he's out there. But Ed Oliver and Daquan Jones have been absolute horses on the interior. And knowing Cincinnati's offensive line injuries, as much as the guys on the edge may get some work, I think the guys up the middle could present major problems for Cincinnati offensively.
Yeah, I want to kind of expand on that a little bit. What are some of the things with Cincinnati outside of Burrow and Chase and whatnot? There's just the little things. What are some of the things Buffalo's concerned about, and what are some of the things you think could be advantageous to Buffalo against some of the things Cincinnati's had?
Yeah, I mean, their trio of receivers is the most talented group in the league. I don't think there's any debate about that. 1, 2, and 3, I don't know if anybody can match that in football. And, you know, the chemistry between Burrow and Chase is, I think it's unmatched just by virtue of the fact that, you know, they got 2 years in college together and just rolled that right into the pro ranks. So, yeah, those matchups are always going to be a concern. But I think Buffalo has a way of preventing the big play. They've been good at that since Leslie Frazier walked in the door as the defensive coordinator, keeping everything in front of them. And that's how they challenge teams. And, you know, that's why they're top five in points allowed. Second, as a matter of fact, because they'll let you get yards. But when you get to the red zone, that's when they shut you down. I mean, they lead the league in red zone turnaways. I think they have 13 now, counting last week's game, where they don't just force the field goal. You come away with nothing. And they've got the second-best red zone defense in football this season. So that's where they kind of make their hay. They might give you yards. They might give up a big play or two. But once you get in their red zone there, they put the vice clamps on you, and you're done.
I want to ask you about emotion because, again, the Bills are so famous around the league for the fan base and the emotion of the city and how they unify around this team. And then you couple that with DeMar Hamlin and him showing up at the facility. There's a way emotion can help you, but there's also a way where you have to sort of rail in the emotion a bit to get the job done at hand. How has Sean McDermott managed all of that, the high expectations, the emotional of what happened to their teammate, all encompassing on this playoff run so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was a challenge in Week 18 in the game against the Patriots. You know, it was 6 days. They were only 6 days removed. They were literally on an emotional roller coaster that entire week. And for them to be able to focus and summon up the energy to get a win that they needed to secure the number two playoff seed, I thought told you all you needed to know about how Sean McDermott can get his team in the right mind frame despite extraordinary circumstances. And that's just one of several examples this year. I mean, Dawson Knox, the tight end, he lost his younger brother in a tragic, untimely death earlier this season. They were able to move past that and, you know, still be successful. Relocated game to Detroit due to a blizzard. Then we had another blizzard where they had to leave for Chicago early for a road game and then stay an extra day and pretty much miss most of Christmas. So, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot that they've had to deal with already. So playoff football is small potatoes in terms of preparing these guys to play.
Excellent stuff. Chris Brown, thank you so much. Bills Insider, again, One Bill Live. Really appreciate your insight into this game this weekend. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
Thank you. Again, Chris Brown. The Buffalo situation. So, again, we've got two teams, and, again, we completely understand why the Week 17 game wasn't played, and in a way, this is going to be sort of a fresh look of these two quarterbacks going head-to-head. We saw a little bit of it before what happened to DeMar Hamlin, and now we're actually going to see it play out. Very similar statistically. Again, 35 touchdowns for Allen, 35 for Burrow, but I think the key, and we've been kind of pointing this out, and he brought it up too. Mike Petralia had it in hour one, and then Chris Brown brought it up too. This red zone situation for both teams the Cincinnati Bengals are fantastic defensively in the red zone. And like he said, I love the way he put that. He says it's not like you get held to a field goal. A lot of times you get held to nothing, right? They have a credible amount of red zone turnovers that defense able to generate. We saw it against Baltimore when they returned that tip as the extension push, and then it was tipped into Sam Hubbard's hands. And the Bills do turn it over a number of times in the red zone. And so now you've got a situation where defensively the Bengals are great. The Bills offensively, they've got to get a little bit better and clean that up a bit. But the flip side, one of the angles of it, the big circle, is as good as the Bengals' defense is in the red zone, Cincinnati doesn't make mistakes in the red zone either. So if they can get into the red zone, they're going to put up points, serious points, on this team. And maybe the key to this game is not getting them in that position to begin with. And that's where the Buffalo defense is going to have to kick in. It could be mano a mano. We could have a shootout for the ages between these two epic quarterbacks. I mean, that's a big factor. But we always talk about defense, always talk about how important it is. And it's going to be in this game, too. I don't think this is going to be 51-48, all right? This is going to be a defensive game, too, and it could be in the red zone.